Governor Perry delivered his seventh State of the State speech to the Texas legislature yesterday. In it, he laid out his priorities for the session, from water to transportation. In this week's PolitiFact, check in a midterm report card on the promises Governor Perry made on his way to re-election in 2010. Joining me now to discuss the Perryometer, which tracks movements on Perry's promises, is Gardner Selby.
Good morning.
Now, listen, I don't recall any Perry speech spelling out this list of promises, but you've piled up more than 30 of them. Can you talk methodology?
Of course. We reviewed news accounts, and then we also looked at speeches Perry made during that campaign year. We also looked at reports, video reports, and anything that quoted him saying anything close to he wants to do something or vowed to do something, we counted that as a promise.
So how many promises did you clock up?
We tallied 35 total promises in the campaign season. We graded action on 34, and he's kept or achieved a compromise on 54% of the promises.
Can you name some big promises kept?
And of course, as you know, this is an eye of the holder, right? A biggie could be a biggie to someone and not to you, and vice versa.
Okay. Sure.
He balanced the 2012-13 budget without new taxes. That was a promise.
In 2011.
Right. In the 2011 session. He ushered in a law limiting government's ability to seize private property. The eminent domain debate that had bogged down in 2009, they resolved it in 2011. He leashed what he called frivolous lawsuits and provided for fairly small claims to get expedited trial settings, get them in and out of court quickly, is the way he pitched it. Lawmakers in 2011 also funded more border security efforts. They stiffened penalties against human traffickers, and there were also some other anti-crime proposals that passed into law. Another example, the same year, Perry declared as an emergency the banning of so-called sanctuary city rules. Now, he kept that promise, though, of course, no proposal made it into law.
So your team reckons that he also has some broken promises on that list, right?
A dozen.
Such as?
Legislators did not, for instance, impose criminal penalties on employers who knowingly hire illegal immigrants. They also did not advance Perry's proposed constitutional amendment requiring a two-thirds vote of the House and the Senate to increase taxes. You want some more brokens?
Sure.
Okay. Perry promised to establish a statewide inspector general. He also wanted to offer businesses a tax incentive so that each full-time employee who earned a high school diploma or GED, they'd get a credit. Another broken promise, his call to impose a four-year college tuition freeze, something he revisited in this week's State of the State address.
The governor did succeed in getting a voter ID law, though that's being litigated. Is there anything else related to the elections?
Well, we all remember he broke his promise not to run for president.
Well, yes, there is that.
And we lately have, as in the works, his promise to serve out his full term, which would run through 2014.
The 2013 legislative session just started. Could the governor turn around some of those so-called broken promises that you guys tallied?
Absolutely. I can think of two right now. One of them is we've marked this as a broken promise, full funding of the state water plan. Another is his call to tighten the constitutional cap on spending, which he has renewed.
So the Perryometer is plugged in.
Yeah, it stays that way.
Now, listen, you'll be on the road next week, right?
That's correct.
Join us again in 2 weeks?
That's a promise.
Gardner Selby is the head fact checker for PolitiFactTexas.com. And I'm Emily Donahue with KUT News.